Islah Jalsa, one object of the Islah Jalsa is for us to correct our five branches of deen, which is Ibadat, our Aqaid, our beliefs, which last night was discussed in great detail, then actions of worship, our monetary dealings, Mu'asharat, social etiquette and Akhlaq character. If all of these five are found in a person's life, then we will say he is a complete Muslim. So as yesterday was mentioned about our beliefs, the next is one has to be a slave of Allah Ta'ala, which becomes manifest in the following acts of worship. We have to perform all of these in the appropriate times with all the rules, and then you will get the maximum benefit. The first one is Salah. Yesterday, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Dhamma Barakatuh in great detail explained about Salah and how much we look after our Salah. So the most important aspect in a Muslim's life is Salah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the first action to be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah will be Salah. If the Salah is found to be proper, other acts will pass as proper. If the Salah is found to be spoiled, then all other acts will fail. Another hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salah is the key to Jannah. And the distinguishing factor between Kufr and Iman is the deliberate neglect of Salah. Remember, however, that performance of Salah is not enough. During Salah, one is conversing with Allah Ta'ala. Thus, one should carefully watch how he performs Salah. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us with Iqamat al-Salah, means perfecting of his Salah. This means one should be vigilant with regard to his Salah and all the necessary acts related to Salah. One should ensure he is aware of the necessary masail relating to Salah. Our tajweed is correct. Salah is performed at the right time. Salah is performed in Jamaat for the men. There is outward tranquility and inward concentration when performing Salah. And a person should always make an effort to better his Salah, to improve his Salah. And then inshallah by means of this, a person will progress. As long as you are making an effort, it will get better and better. But the minute we leave it, we feel my Salah is okay, how I am performing Salah, then immediately a person will start going down. But if an effort is made to better our Salah, then inshallah a person will progress. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. We will continue. The actions of Ibadat which we have to bring into our lives, one is Salat, the next one is Zakat. A Muslim must pay 2.5% Zakat on his wealth yearly, which will be given to the needy. Like Salah, Zakah is a fundamental of Islam. Numerous Quranic verses command the paying of Zakat, while warning of dire punishment for refraining from paying Zakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who pays Zakat on his wealth has certified his wealth." From narrations we learn, Zakat is compulsory every year. Failure to pay Zakat results in calamities and misfortunes settling over one. The calamity here on earth is depletion of wealth, elimination of blessings and famine, etc. The calamity in the year after for not paying Zakah is the fire of Jahannam. Besides Zakah, there are other rites of wealth. Fulfilling the rights of family members, looking after masajid, madrasas and other religious causes, assisting people in dire straits, etc. are some of the rights on a person's wealth. Next, act of worship is fasting. This refers to abstaining from eating, drinking and fulfilling one's sexual desires from dawn to sunset during the entire month of Ramadan. Weakness in one's iman and love for Allah Ta'ala is strengthened by fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every person has a zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Just as zakat purifies one's wealth, fasting purifies one's body, both spiritually and physically. In accordance with one's sincerity and protection of his eyes, tongue, ears, limbs, his heart, his thoughts and stomach from sin, the more beneficial his fast will be. So not just sufficient to fast in the month of Ramadan, to bring qualities in our fast, how are we fasting, to abstain from all kinds of sin, then a person will get the full benefit of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. As we were speaking about actions of worship, the next action of worship is Hajj. Once in a lifetime, a person must perform Hajj to the house of Allah Ta'ala, if he has got the means. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs Hajj without committing any obscenity and immorality comes out of his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever passes away, he has not performed Hajj, then let him die if he wishes as a Jew or a Christian. Note, to perform Umrah once in a lifetime is Sunnah Muakkada, and to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara is a great act of worship and a means of great blessings and benefits. Next form of worship is Qurbani. Qurbani or sacrificing animals on the occasion of Eid al-Adha is obligatory on those upon whom Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory. It is such a great act of worship that even if it is not compulsory or obligatory, one should still try to perform his qurbani. The next form of worship, tilawat. Daily a person should endeavor to recite the Quran Sharif. A bare minimum of 2 khatam should be made yearly. Ideally, a non-hafiz should complete a khatam every month, and a hafiz should complete a khatam every 10 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most virtuous act of worship for my ummah is the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the Quran will be a proof for you or against you. Together with tilawat, dhikrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that make dhikr of Allah ta'ala in great abundance, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. Every Muslim must take out some time daily to engage in dhikrullah. This will create life in a person's actions and save him from many evils and problems. As this morning, great detail was explained, the great virtues and benefits of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring, this is just, we're just mentioning these things, but we must look into our lives. Do I have these actions of ibadat? Or have we started working on them, trying to bring them into my lives, so that we can build up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Between the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've been discussing, the next one is to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. Whatever the Nabi gives you, the Rasul gives you, accept it. Whatever he prohibits you from, abstain from it. In every action, a Muslim must endeavor to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether in acts of worship or habits, example eating, drinking, sleeping, bathing, relieving oneself in our marriages, in our funerals. The closer we bring ourselves to his beloved lifestyle, the more successful we will be in this world and the year after. And the last action of ibadat, amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, calling towards righteousness and preventing from evil. This is also a form of great worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that let there be amongst you a group which is calling towards righteousness, calling towards virtue, commanding good and preventing evil. They are the successful ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people become involved in sin, and amongst them are such people who are able to stop them, but do not do so, then very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a general punishment over all of them. It is the duty of every Muslim, but subject to Sharia rules, the laws of Sharia, to command righteousness and prevent evil. A few important notes regarding ibadat. Before engaging in abundance of nafal, the qadhas of all past salahs, fast, zakat, qurbani, etc. must be fulfilled. Example, I've come here now, I want to change my life. So instead of starting over nafil actions, I have not read my, I got 5 years of qadha namazes, 3 years of qadha namazes, 10 years of qadha namazes. So the first thing I need to cover up for all of those years which I haven't given my, that my qadha, that is of extreme importance. And we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day Allah is going to question us regarding those things. So at least our faraiz must be in order. So whatever wrongs we have done in the past, make tawbah and start slowly, slowly trying to cover up. There are many people from the time they became baligh, they missed 5 years namaz, 6 years namaz. Now is a wonderful opportunity. A person makes an intention, inshallah, when I go back, I will start immediately. Or from today, I will start. Became a qadha for the past 5 years, 8 years. Every day you do one qadha, for one day, qadha. For 5 years, you've got qadha namazes. Together with the farz namaz, every day you make one qadha, in 5 years time, inshallah, you finish all of your qadhas. So a person has his intention, fasting, zakat, we haven't given qurbani, we try to cover up. Many people, after changing their lives, become punctual in acts of worship, but forget to fulfill their past obligatory duties. Whatever was not discharged in the past must be done, as it remains a responsibility on one's head. And finally, a person should not suffice on mere performance of these actions. A concerted effort should be made to create life and soul in these actions. The object of all of these actions of worship is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This connection and perfection of actions is acquired in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why we've come here, so we can get perfection in our actions. Not that I just perform salat, but is my salat accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it have life in it. So this is the effort a person has to make. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq.